An ongoing effort to provide hot showers for homeless people in Reading is looking for more options and supporters. Last month, the city council opted not to make a zoning change that would have allowed more locations for the use of a portable shower trailer. The trailer does have some history in Reading. Clean Break Partnership and Shasta Humanity Project helped put it out a year ago, and it provided hundreds of showers to homeless people then. For a successful pilot project, well, it's still looking for a follow-up. Let's get an idea where things stand. Art Sevilla is a board member at Shasta Humanity Project and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Art, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jeff. I'm really excited about this opportunity. Thank you again.
Sure. So let's talk about what happened last year. You were able to put together a coalition of people to bring the showers to use. Can you walk us through what happened?
Last year, Delcy Strahan is the person that spearheaded this whole project, and she put this awesome coalition of people to come together and just bring this to fruition. And so, last year, February 4th was our kickoff day. We did this for about 3 months, every Saturday, starting on February 4th, and we ended our project on April 22nd, so almost a year ago. And so every Saturday we were able to provide showers to our unsheltered community, and it was a great experience from our standpoint. We were able to connect with a lot of the folks who are out there who we normally don't take into account. And so it brought together a lot of agencies, a lot of just regular folks to volunteer to come out, and it really brought the community together, and it gave a name, a voice to the folks who, like I said, we normally don't really pay too much attention to.
By Delcy's numbers, I noticed that 136 people showed up over the course of those weekends, and 369 showers were taken completely. You mentioned connecting with people, though. I mean, were you seeing people who as well-established as agencies may be among homeless people in the community, you still hadn't seen a lot of these people before?
Had an opportunity to kind of draw out, because normally we have just a very limited number of agencies that actually go out into the community and go out to the camps, and so for the most part, not a lot of us get an opportunity to make a connection with the vast majority, and so the showers gave us an opportunity to kind of bring those folks out. I mean, a shower, we take that for granted on a daily basis. Imagine someone who doesn't have access to these facilities and goes days, weeks, even months without one. So it drew out that our unsheltered population to make that connection, and so we were able to, on top of providing these very needed showers, we were able to make some referrals, some connections. I happen to work in the substance use disorder field, and so I was able to make some contacts in that sense, giving them referrals, information, and so other agencies were able to do the same thing as well. Some of them were connected to some housing services, social services. So it was an opportunity not just to provide a shower, but also to make these connections to the services that they may want to take advantage of.
Was anybody actually able to get off the streets because of the connections made?
I personally don't know that. I do know that there was a couple that came through our facility as far as services for that, and eventually they did fall off. But as far as did we house anyone, I'm not 100% sure on that.
All right, so you had the 12 weekends last year, and I guess that the trailer was arranged at the Shasta Community Health Center. Where did the trailer come from, the shower trailer?
So Big Valley Sanitation was a big supporter. And they provided not just a shower trailer, but also a couple of porta potties, and the water tank. And then they also, as part of their services, they also came in and swapped out the water every time the tank was full with the used water. They'd come and empty that out. I remember I saw them at least once or twice during a regular Saturday, depending on the amount of usage.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a big supporter of this project, and I know Delcy kept in touch with them, and I think they still are a big supporter of what we want to accomplish full-time, long-term.
But since that time, I mean, since this ended, April 22nd of last year, the shower trailer has not been back, hasn't been set up anywhere else in town?
No, because we've been working on, the ordinance on hopefully getting, some of these zones, some of these restricted zones opened up so that we can have more options as to where to go to provide our services. And the way we really see our shower trailer, You know, right now we're working with, you mentioned Shasta Humanity Project. That is an organization that, yes, I am involved with. There's also Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, which is another resource that we're trying to bring up into this community. Right now, Reading doesn't have a day center in place, and so I'm part of that organization as well. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to coordinate, and we really look at the shower project more as an outreach vehicle so that we can, like I said, draw people in and hook them up to the services that will hopefully give them an opportunity to get out from the situation that they find themselves in.
So the shower is the offering, but you're looking for greater services to give other than just giving people a good cleaning.
Right, right. It's an opportunity to not just provide them the shower, make that connection, but then also to see if we can help them in any other way, shape, or form. I do see it as a valuable resource to be able to provide that opportunity to make that connection.
Talking about the effort to bring showers back to Reading for homeless people and the obstacles that the city council present at the moment. Art Sevilla is part of the project. He's both connected to Shasta Humanity Project and Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, you just heard him say. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, thoughts about showers for homeless people and their use and where they might get used in the community. If you're in Reading and you know the situation with people on the streets, so let's get your perspective in here. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, or maybe if you live in another community that has done something similar, let's hear what your experience was there. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. If the Shasta Community Health Center, I assume that's already zoned then for the showers, it's okay to use it there?
So my understanding with that was that it was like a one-time deal because we were on Shasta Community Health Center's property,
mm-hmm.
and so Delcy does work for that clinic, and so I think they were initially just basically a big supporter. They still are. But the idea is, the concept is to go around the community in certain areas and be able to provide this service. So as it stands right now, I don't believe that area is zoned properly for us to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the other part of the work that we're trying to accomplish, is we're asking for a little bit more flexibility as to where we can set up shop. And, you know, honestly, we did go around with a petition prior to that city council meeting to local businesses to not just inform them of what we're trying to accomplish, but how this would also be a benefit for them. Because right now a lot of businesses, you know, they come across the issues of either people sleeping on their property, using it for, you know, to relieve themselves, to clean themselves up, or whatever. So we're trying to draw those folks away from the businesses so that the businesses can continue to function and not be impacted by this issue right now.
All right. So at this point, you're restricted to using the shower unit in heavy commercial and public facility districts. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. So where would you like that? I mean, are we talking into residential districts or just at the light commercial zones, or what would be your preference there?
Well, I think one of the things we discussed was general commercial areas, which are a little bit closer to where a lot of our population usually is at. And so one example, I guess, would be, you know, we're trying to partner up with the Salvation Army as well. And in the two locations that they find themselves in, we wouldn't be able to operate. So as partners, we wouldn't be able to be there because it's not zoned properly for what we're trying to, for the service that we're trying to provide.
All right, so you did go to the city council and say, hey, would you consider a zoning change?
Yes.
Was it an exemption just for the shower trailer, or did it have to be more broad than that? I mean, how did you approach this?
So I believe that, you know, we were just trying to get some of these zoning areas opened up so that we can go out and provide this service and cover more area. Delcy made the presentation. She basically gave the city council the rundown as to what we did and what we want to accomplish. And then we had, I believe we had about 18 people speak in favor of the project before the city council. I don't believe we had anybody against it, or at least speak against it that evening. And so we were kind of, you know, hoping that this would at least open up some more options to be able to, you know, operate within the city.
I noticed the mayor, Kristen Schrader, was on your side. In fact, she was one of the volunteers, I guess, at the shower setup
yeah,
last
she,
year.
Yeah, she did. She was out there. She did come out several times to not just look at the project, but she was also hands-on. So, yes, you know, we do have, you know, one of the things about our community is that there's a lot of people here that have a, you know, have a heart for a lot of this. And that was another part of this project that, you know, opened my eyes to the amount of people that came out to support, to volunteer, to just come out and be a part of. I mean, we even had some individuals come out to provide free haircuts. We had the Salvation Army come out the last day to provide food and drink. We just had people coming out of the, you know, from different parts of the community, and the donations were just incredible. We have we received so many you know, cleaning products and clothes, and I mean, it was just an amazing experience to watch and be a part of.
Let's get some other cities' perspective in here. Here's Karen in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Art Sevilla from Shasta Humanity Project and Reading Homeless Day Resource Center. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, I live in Medford, and I was just talking about the model that Rogue Retreat has kind of done here, and they've partnered with local CCOs, coordinated care organizations that provide Medicaid, and a couple of those organizations, I know Jackson Care Connect provided a shower trailer for the homeless folks here in Medford, providing dignity and help mm-hmm. to those in need.
And how did it work out for Medford?
It's working out great. They're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just off the top of my head. I think those days they're open. They also ended up getting a laundry trailer to go with that shower trailer, so folks can do laundry, take showers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in this certain area mm-hmm. that provides all these services, haircuts, food, clothing.
And it's always in the same place, Karen?
Always in the same place, mm-hmm. And it's located as a part of Medford where a lot of homeless folks are at.
Okay.
We're kind of meeting them where they're at. So, yeah, it's been a great thing to watch here in Medford help those folks.
Okay, thank you for bringing that in, Karen. It's good to know about this. Art, it sounds like exactly what you want to do in Reading.
Yeah, actually, I was writing down some notes here because I do want to do a follow up with Medford and find out exactly what it is that they're, you know, how did they accomplish that? Because, you know, one of the things that Delcy did, I mean, she did a research. She has done a research, and you know, she actually visited a couple of cities here in California. I think she went down to San Diego and Santa Rosa, if I'm not mistaken, to get an idea of, you know, how to get this started. And so, I know that we are always kind of keeping our eyes and ears open to see how other cities, especially cities that may be similar to our, not just our size, but like our, just our environment in general, to kind of see what they're doing that maybe we can, you know, copy or incorporate into our goal.
But the city council wouldn't budge, apparently, on this idea, at least for changing the zoning to allow the shower trailer to be located in more places in Reading. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think one of the city council members, I can't remember who exactly it was, but they said they wanted to see more data. And, you know, I know Delcy was very particular about that aspect when we did the pilot project last year. And she presented the numbers that you have. That's what we came up with. So we already proved there's a need. We already proved that we are able to fill that need. And so, you know, just pushing it off for, and I think they wanted another year of data. And so I'm like, you know, pushing it off another year is, it just doesn't make any sense when we already established that there is a high need for it. And, you know, there's people that are wanting to help.
But again, you don't have another year worth of data because you don't have the shower trailer set up this year, right?
Right, because we would like to have a little bit more access so we can help more people. So, you know, it's kind of like I saw it as a catch-22 kind of. I mean, like, you want more data, but we're not. So I like the idea that Karen just mentioned from Medford that, you know, they're in one place Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I mean, if that's, we'll see how that works out. We're gonna do some more research on that, and maybe we have to start that way. I don't know.
Art, if you can give us a sense of the community mood that you're dealing with in Reading. I mean, from what I read, it sounds like there's a fair amount of bitterness about the presence of people on the streets in Reading.
It is a very how can I describe it? I mean, it is a touchy subject in our community, you know, because when you're out and about, you do see it. And one of the things that I've been listening is that for the most part, you know, we also have this issue with crime, drugs, and I believe it's like any other community at this point as well. but our homeless population gets kind of lumped in with all that. And I don't believe that it's just the homeless. You know, it's a combination of different things. So we are focused just on trying to get you know, homeless people out of that situation, and whether they have a drug issue, mental health issue, or they have issues with the legal system. I mean, we want to be able to kind of help them process all that so that we can get them out of that situation, or help them get out of that situation.
Yeah, you know, when I was giving the numbers before, 369 showers to 136 people, I didn't give the number of referrals. There was 102 of those to get people to social services. So
every person that I was able to, you know, strike up a conversation with, I mean, it eventually led that way. I wanted to know where they were coming from, what their history is, and what is it that they were looking to help themselves get out of that situation. So again, meeting them where they're at, and then trying to plug them into that service. And you know, the folks that I got a chance to speak with, I mean, there was I'll never forget this young man. I think he was maybe like in his mid-20s, maybe 26 if I'm not mistaken. He had a master's degree in art, but he had a severe heroin addiction, and that's kind of what led him to that situation where he was unsheltered. And so, you know, gave him information and try to work with him, and you know, unfortunately, I didn't hear back, and so I don't know where he's at today. But, I mean, it just kind of boggles my mind sometimes that these folks actually at one point did have something going on for themselves and something happened. And so we're just trying to bring them back.
So just a couple seconds left, Art. Is there a fallback plan figured out ahead, the way to go ahead with the showers in Reading?
So right now we're kind of regrouping. And we are working with, you know, as you mentioned, the mayor. We'll continue to work with the city and with all the other agencies. And I strongly believe that in the not-too-distant future, we will have some type of service out there. We're going to keep fighting for it.
All right. We will stay with the story as well. Art Sevilla is with the Shasta Humanity Project. He's a board member. He's also with the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.